Will Mailer is the head of behavioural economics at the Commonwealth Bank. He's here to talk to squizzers during what can be an admin-heavy time of life, and that's tax time. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
The tax refund, Will, it's something plenty of us are hoping to get once we do our tax returns, of course. In preparing for this interview, you mentioned to me that this year is more important than ever to get it done. Tell us why.
Yeah, so tax time is one of those golden financial well-being opportunities every year. Most Australians are going to get between $2,000 and $3,000 tax return. Particularly important this year, I think, with the uncertainty of kind of the COVID situation and the hit on the economy. We know one third of our customers living paycheck to paycheck, and around 40% don't have that emergency buffer. So a really good opportunity with a big inflow of money for many households to kind of get on top of your financial well-being and your financial goals.
You heard it here first. No excuses now, Will. Our tax refund is, of course, money we've earned as part of our income. It is hard-earned cash coming back at us, hopefully. We don't tend to treat it like that, though.
Yeah, it's funny. Behavioural scientists talk about this idea of mental accounting, and it's as though we put our money in different jam jars and we have different rules on how we spend that money. But it's funny, when we separate that money out and then receive it back from the ATO at the end of the year, it's almost like there's different rules apply and we put it in a different jam jar. And if we think about it as a windfall or free money, we don't have those same disciplines. So depending on how we mentally tag money coming in can determine how we save or spend or use it.
It's like a bonus. It's like, yeah, let's go shopping. I totally understand that the psychology of money is super interesting. I guess the question, the obvious question is, how should we be approaching it, Will?
Yeah, so if we've got a plan or we've set up a good process, then we can follow through on good intentions. But if we haven't planned ahead and it's kind of arrives unexpectedly and we don't have set ideas or goals of what we want to do with that money, then that's when we're potentially more likely to spend it less mindfully.
So we've got pretty savvy listeners here at The Squeeze, Will. They want to do the right thing. They're engaged in their finances. What's your advice?
Yeah, so I'd say probably three things. Think ahead. So when we think ahead, we think much more in terms of our long-term plans and goals. The second one I would say is, once you've thought ahead of what is your best use of that money and what do you want to use it for in that planning mode, try to lock it in. So perhaps send the money to a separate savings account that's harder to get to, or split it across more than one account and maybe name those accounts or have rules about how you want to spend that. And then we talked about thinking in frames. So research shows us that if we think of it as a rebate or our own money back, we're less likely to spend it quickly than if we think of it as a bonus or a windfall.
The other part of it all is that we don't have to rely on ourselves necessarily to do all that planning for us. There is technology that can help us.
Absolutely. So we should be leaning on all of the digital services available to us. Fortunately, there's a range of good banking services out there now. For example, we have a pre-commitment service with our Commonwealth Bank tax time experience, where you can think ahead and direct your future tax return to a debt or a savings plan. We have feedback devices tell us how quickly we're spending, what we're spending on, and even prediction services that can tell us what bills are coming up and what we should be thinking ahead for when that return does arrive.
All of that available via the CommBank app, is that right?
That's right. So lots of those services available in the CommBank app. And I should mention, the modern digital economy can be a double-edged sword. So while there are a number of great services out there to help us stay on top of our money, we're in a time where it is easier to spend and there's lots of kind of temptation around us with streaming services and food delivery and all sorts of things. So digital has made it easier for us to spend money when the tax return does arrive. But fortunately, there's good banking services that help us to also plan and control and lock in those good intentions over time as well.
Yeah, we've all got that subscription that we don't really use, but we're still paying for. And there is technology, like in the Commonwealth Bank app, that can alert you to that and check in as to actually whether you want to keep paying that or not. Will, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, CommBank. For more, visit commbank.com.au.